USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Election security is a top priority today as voters head to the polls in more than 30 states. Cybersecurity experts have created a special situational awareness room to monitor elections and share real-time information with officials. President Joe Biden is delivering remarks at an event at the United Nations Climate Change Conference focusing on accelerating net zero emissions. The president says he will keep investing money in clean energy.
Innovation is the key to unlocking our future. That's why the United States is working to quadruple funding for clean energy research and development over the next 4 years.
Nearly 100 countries have agreed to cut their methane greenhouse gas emissions by 30% this decade, China not one of them. This is USA Radio News.
Just in time for Christmas, Michael Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas. Did you know Mike Lindell has over 150 different items on the MyPillow website, and any of them would be great for Christmas gifts for your friends and family? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 after you've explored the MyPillow website. Use that promo code USA and save big on anything in the MyPillow website just for Christmas.
Flight delays continuing on another domestic airline.
Weather and staffing shortages entered a fourth day for American Airlines, with the top U.S. carrier canceling more flights on Monday to push the total number to nearly 2,300 canceled flights since last Friday. The airline said it canceled 340 flights, or 6% of its total planned flights on Monday. The airline said nearly 1,800 flight attendants are returning from leave starting Monday. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
NBCSN will be going dark at the end of this year. The sports network shutting down operations on December 31st with content shifting to USA Network. Sports such as NASCAR, Atlantic 10 basketball, IndyCar, and various Olympic sports will move to USA. The network will carry more than 1,500 hours of sports programming that used to be on NBCSN. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
In Kenosha County, Wisconsin, the Kyle Rittenhouse trial is underway. Beginning with opening statements, Kenosha County Assistant DA Thomas Binger, who is the lead prosecutor against Rittenhouse, says there will be no doubt that two people were killed by the defendant.
There will be no dispute in this record that the defendant had that gun that night, shot 8 bullets, 4 of them hit Joseph Rosenbaum, 2 of them at an unknown individual, 1 into Anthony Huber's chest, and 1 into Gage Grosskreutz's arm. That will not be in dispute.
Rittenhouse's defense attorney is saying that he killed the two rioters and looters in self-defense. The vaccine mandate in New York City is causing some discourse among city workers. The Fire Department of New York has already faced some challenges as more than 2,000 firefighters are on medical leave over the mandate. The president of the Uniformed Fire Officers Association, James McCarthy, rejects claims that firefighters are faking medical leave, saying that's simply not how the fire department works.
All our doctors examine our firefighters and fire officers and assign them to medical leave. So this assertion that people are faking is incorrect.
It's unclear when the firefighters will return to work. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.